The days are starting to get shorter. And it's getting colder too. All of Father's people are in the woods, hunting and harvesting wood. It's been a week since then, so... I wish I could spend some more time outside, especially in such days. I prefer the cold days. It makes me feel more alive. The cold wind on my face and through my hair. You can spend time with a loved one too, and that without dying because of the heat. I wonder. Is he at the stables today as well? Normally such weather would not bother him, but you never know. Should I wear my white bottom-up and my vest? It's the more comfier clothes that I got, so... Well, I guess... His cozy closes it's then. Okay. I just hope that no one of the guards are around. Let's go. I wonder if he's inside the stable, or if he is... somewhere in the fields again, napping.
Well, well, well. I'm on the rare side. Someone from the royal family here. What is the purpose of your visit, Nella?
To check up on my servant, if he's doing a good job. Well, is that servant doing a good job? Well, I think he's taking a bike at the moment. I missed you. I thought you would be sleeping outside on the fields again. I did not see you with Apple, so...
I actually took a small nap an hour ago. I already took care of Apple as well. So she would be ready for a little ride if you flew up to it.
Not right away. Let's get inside the farm before my father's going to catch us standing here. I do not want you to get in trouble again for... for brainwashing me into your... lust.
Well, your father's right about that, no?
I would not say that you brainwashed me. You... you just caught me with your charming attitude.
No, no, my prince. No need to get so flattered. I see you're wearing the other clothes from last time.
Oh, yes, I do. I have to admit that those fit me better, and they are more comfortable to walk around with, so...
Yes, you're right. They do fit you better. And at the same time... they reveal a lot more, too. It's not bad that I don't like it, but it's a rare sight for me to see. You know, the prince being so reckless about his appearance.
Oh...
May I kiss you, my highness?
Nathan, please. While I'm with you, don't call me like that. You know my name. still really bad at using my tongue.
No. You're getting better. Don't worry too much about it. Let's stay here for a bit, okay?
You know, whenever I'm here, it feels like time has no meaning anymore. It seems like that the time seems endless, but at the same time, it's going so fast. And I don't know, when I'm stuck at the palace, inside of it, everything feels like an eternity.
I know. Sometimes I watch you.
Huh?
Not like that, silly.
Oh, sorry. Continue.
No. I watch you standing at your window, looking outside. As if you would jump any time. Sometimes I'm worried about you because of that, but also in general. I know that you're searching for freedom, but I don't know, something is keeping you from going. What is it?
I guess it's my status. My father. But I think mainly it's myself. I thought a lot about a thing you told me a few weeks ago. You still want to leave, right?
Let's talk about that later, okay? Hey, your dad is not in the palace today, right?
No, he's not. Why? He's avoiding this question again. Come on, Nathaniel, this isn't funny. I don't think he will be back until midnight, actually.
Well, you did not have your writing lesson this week, right?
No, I did not. Why do you... I wonder where this is going. Do you want to write with me?
Well, of course. As I said, Apple is ready. And you just need to get a Robin and we can go as soon as possible, my prince.
Well, I guess, then, let's write. It is a nice evening after all. The weather is really nice and the sun is still out, so... Maybe we can go to that spot you showed me last month.
Whatever your highness wants.
Stop calling me that, please. I feel like I'm still unsure about how to sit on a horse. It look weird, right?
Oh, please. Do not think about it too much, okay? Come on. Straight back, puff up your chest, and face straight. At least for the beginning. There we go. Look at that, it looks amazing, lion. If it's getting too much for you, you can just, you know, join me.
Huh? Really?
Someone seems excited. Hey! Look! I can see the tree from here. Do you want to race to it?
Do you want to kill me, Nathan? Apple is going to throw me off and will run away again. Just like last time.
Hey,
I know you are afraid to fall off, but if you're going to fall, I'm going to catch you, okay? So if something is going to happen, I'm right here. There it is. That's a soft smile. That's a smile that makes me feel safe and protected. And that exact smile makes me so happy every time I see it. Okay. I think I'm ready.
Well then. Yeah, come on! See? I'll teach you. You got better at it. You did not fall off your horse this time, so... There you go, Robert.
I guess so. I can't believe it. This place looks even prettier than before. And look at that sunset. It's such a beautiful sight.
Ah, yeah. A beautiful sight indeed.
Huh? Are you staring at me?
Am I wrong, though? You are beautiful in my eyes, no matter what you do or wear, so...
Oh. Stop it, you...
Father could see us right now.
Oh, please don't even mention it. Nathan, about the thing you said back then, that you wanted to leave, or that you want to leave, I...
Let me explain. Working for your family has been a blessing, but... also a curse. I feel like the more I'm staying here and in this kingdom, the more I lose myself. I'm afraid that at some point, I don't know who I am anymore. And I'm afraid that the exact same thing will happen to you, Lion. I remember too clearly the day I got to know you. You were running away from your father. Right into my arms, because he scared you, and he still scares you. It's still like that, at least sometimes. You and I staying here makes us sick. Do you understand?
I really do. And I wish I could come with you, but I'm the prince. All of those people need their new king at some point. I'm 22 now, and in 3 years, I get to be king. In my life, there will never be enough time and room for travels. And with my father holding a dagger in my back, there will never be room for us.
No. Lian, no. Don't say that. Look at me. Come on. Lian. There will always be a room for you in my life, no matter where I go. Lian, I will never be too far away for you not to.
to be able to find me.
But...
Okay.
What if... What... I'm afraid of the future. Yes, but... I'm more afraid to lose that one person that makes my life so much more livable. If you go, I want you to know it's okay, but I can't promise you that I'm...
Oh, yeah. You said in 3 years you're going to be king, right? Let's travel for that time. The remaining time that we have together. If you still want to go back after those 3 years, I promise you, I won't talk back to you, and I won't be in your way. I won't stop you. I won't even try to talk it down. No, I will travel back with you.
That could actually work. I mean... Sorry. Should I write a letter to my father? Should I disappear and come back without a word? I'm still unsure about this. I don't know, what do you think? What should I do?
Well, certainly, you can let him know. He will search for you either way. But maybe him letting know that you left on purpose will make this whole thing a bit more adventurous, don't you think?
You just want to get in trouble, huh? Fine. No, let's leave. Tonight. I will ask my butler Samuel to help us out. You know? He supports you and me a lot, so that should not be a problem at all.
Wait, really? Well, that is kinda generous of him. Good to know that not everyone from this stinking old castle is boring and close-minded. It's going to be risky. You know that, right?
I know. I'm also aware that people might get in danger because of this. That you and I are going to have to run for the next 3 years, but... If I die with you at my side, I think I will welcome death with open arms. And even then, I think I would accept it more than being trapped inside of that castle for the rest of my life. My mother died because she had no time left to travel. She wanted to see the world, and my father caged her in that building. I don't want that to happen to me. I don't want to be a bird in a cage. And I think you're actually making this so much more easier to do with you at my life.
Oh, you. You make me so weak.
Oh, God, yeah. You're squeezing me.
But, you know, now that you're coming with me, after all, there's something special we can do every day now.
What do you mean?
I can do this.
Wait, Nathan. We shouldn't. This is dumb. Your hand is...
much on our own here. Except for our horses. Alright. I had to wait so long. Now that we are finally alone and traveling together, I can do so many things to you.
You're acting as if we never done anything before. Do I have to remind you of that one time in the stable?
Well, I certainly love to remember that day, my prince.
Wait.
I know that day you were supposed to go through your writing lessons with me, as usual, but... You decided to suck me up instead, making me feel good. After that, I remembered so clearly how you started to beg for more. But your father just came back, so we had to stop.
Stop. Okay. Okay, I get it. That was bold of me. That was really bold of me to do back then. But now I'm feeling embarrassed about it, so...
Don't be. I think it's attractive. I'm so in love with you, my prince. Your Highness.
Kiss me.
Oh? Is that an order?
Yes. It's an order. I order you to kiss me right now.
And breathing fast. Is someone getting excited, my prince?
Wait. Do not get cocky with me, stable boy. See? Gotcha. Who's in charge now, huh?
Oh no, I'm scared. William, do you still want to learn how to write the right way, you know?
You're rubbing your...
I am turned on. I won't lie to you. Do you want to try something with me?
You want to do something? I mean... Sure. Show me. What is it?
Lick my fingers, okay? Huh? Don't worry. They are clean. I washed them before we left, and... I always take care of good take care of them, so...
You know that I'm a
bothered by that. But... oh, fine, then.
There we go. You're doing a really good job, my prince. Slowly, okay? There we go. He looks so good doing just that. I wonder how he would look like if... I... Do you want me to touch you too? Right here? Keep sucking them, okay? There we go. Look at you. You seem to enjoy it a lot. Who would have thought? Oh. Oh my. Is that Breaker I can feel? Oh my highness. You are certainly... certainly special.
Please, quiet. This... I'm just enjoying it, that's all.
I know. Here, let me take a few pats. What? Look at you. You made a small mess already. That's fine. That is normal. No, come on. Bend over me, but hug me if you want to, and spread your legs a bit.
Do you mean like this?
I'm just teasing you, entrance, love. Calm down.
Oh, that feels weird.
Get my finger inside. You will get used to it, don't worry. Oh, I can feel you squeezing me. Shh, calm down.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, calm down. Okay? It will hurt more if you tense up, so...
I'm sorry.
Okay. Don't look at me like that. I get it. Well then.
Oh, you are excited.
I am. Now, sit straight and lift yourself up a tiny bit. Just gonna grab you by your hips.
My hips. Oh my god.
Are you okay? Can I move? Jump for it. I would be slow and gentle.
It's fine. You can move.
Oh,
Like this. You're crazy.
I'm going to be like that for the rest of our journey for now.